The iconic painting Whistler's Mother is making a rare appearance in the United States at the Detroit Institute of Arts, thanks to a loan from the Musée d'Orsay in Paris. Museums around the world rely on loans to stage these so-called blockbuster exhibitions that bring in extra revenue and publicity. But as Detroit Public Radio's Celeste Headley reports, the practice has become more difficult since the terrorist attacks of September 11.
A small group of visitors crowds around DIA Director Graham Beal as he shows off the painting Whistler's Mother and explains how difficult it was to pry the work out of the grasp of the Musée d'Orsay.
People, when they go to the Musée d'Orsay, you know, they think of Olympia, they think of the Déjeuner sur l'Herbe, and they think of Whistler's Mother and a few other things, of course, but this is very definitely one of the things that, quite understandably, they would rather have there all the time if they possibly can.
This special exhibit of American art, called American Attitudes, is one of many blockbuster shows that the Detroit Institute of Arts has staged in the last few years. An exhibit of works by Van Gogh brought in more than 300,000 visitors and $30 million in 2000. Officials with the DIA hope the new show will tempt thousands more art lovers through their doors. Ed Abel, president and CEO of the American Association of Museums, says museums put enormous effort into bringing in great works from other collections and sending their own pieces to other cities.
The custom of lending those objects is a part of providing maximum public access to the objects and making sure that new audiences are able to see the real object, not just an image of the object in a photograph or a video or something like that or on television.
Graham Beal says the DIA loans hundreds of works every year for use in blockbuster shows. He says blockbusters became common in the 1970s. Hundreds of people flocked to see celebrity works, and curators hoped they'd come back to see the permanent collection. Eventually, though, Beal says museums became dependent on blockbuster ticket sales as a revenue source because of the drop in government and corporate support coupled with rising costs.
And it was just part of the overall excitement and expansion of the whole field as museums became much more aggressive about presenting things. And very, very quickly, we found that we had, in a way, turned ourselves into coming attractions places. And the permanent collection that the exhibitions were supposed to illuminate seemed to have taken a back seat.
Beal says blockbusters aren't going away. Museums need them now to stay in the black. But he says it was easier to stage them in years past when the most expensive components of big shows were shipping and the printing of the catalog.
Now, ironically, with the exhibitions that we did recently, which range from Italian Renaissance art to Van Gogh, we found that the largest expense was insurance, and the other expense was the cost of the couriers who accompany each of the valuable works of art.
Beal says insurance costs and security requirements have increased dramatically since the terrorist attacks of 2001. He thinks insurance rates in general have gone up as insurers try to recoup losses from 9/11. But he says many museums simply can't afford the higher prices. Basil Lorenza is the operations manager for the Krieger Museum in Washington, D.C. He says museums across the country are struggling to pay higher insurance premiums.
The cost for exhibitions over the last 10 years was really going down. But after 9/11, we at the Krieger Museum had an increase between 5% and 8%. And talking to other museum people, the increase has been much more than that.
Arenza says rate increases are unjustified because there have been no recorded incidents of terrorism against art. FBI art theft specialist Lynn Chaffinch says the risk of theft or damage to art in American museums is relatively low, and there hasn't been an increase in incidents since 2001 to justify a rise in costs.
We do have museum theft here in the United States. Unfortunately, most of that is internal, but that's not a big problem here. You know, we don't have a lot of rampant museum theft here.
The international police organization Interpol has for years ranked art theft as the world's third most prevalent crime problem, behind drugs and illegal arms. But Chaffinch says Americans are generally the buyers of stolen art, not the victims of theft. Still, Linda Waters, Michigan's insurance commissioner, says museum directors shouldn't assume that the rise in prices is unfair or unnecessary.
We don't feel that it's risen because insurers are trying to recoup their 911 losses. I think they're probably just now understanding just what the increased risk from terrorist attacks is, so they can even figure out how to appropriately cover it.
American Association of Museums President Ed Abel says he's made several complaints about insurance to state officials around the country. Abel says the cost of insurance has had a negative impact on the ability of museums to put together major exhibitions.
It simply is prohibitively expensive anymore. So you're going to see fewer of these really comprehensive exhibits being put together, unless and until costs come down.
Abel predicts that rising costs will be a major bone of contention between museums and insurers in the coming years. He feels that eventually, American audiences may have to travel to the art instead of having the art come to them. In the meantime, visitors can enjoy Whistler's Mother at the Detroit Museum until June 6th, when the famous painting travels back to Paris and the DIA starts worrying about insurance premiums for its next major exhibit. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headlee in Detroit.